Now, in our new series, we'll be talking about legit questions. Okay? Yung mga questions na valid sa buhay natin. Ibig sabihin, okay to, tama lang, siguro normal kang tao kung tinatanong mo to. And there are legit answers, okay, in life to these legitimate questions that we ask every day. Okay? For example, ano ba yung mga questions that could possibly change your life? Hindi ka makatulog kung di masasagot to, tama? O kaya yung alam mo lang na pag nasagot to, yung tanong mo, di ba kunyari, iba sa inyo, pag meron silang tanong araw-araw sa school, no, pre, may assignment ka ba? Buhay ka na nun, tama? Mababago yung buhay mo pag meron eh. Pakopya naman, okay? Mababago yung buhay mo. Okay, sa mga babae, normally ito si Gami, my fiance would always ask me, okay, pantay ba? Yung lipstick daw kung pantay. Okay, laging tinatanong yun, okay? May katabi ka bang gano'n? Kung babae yan, okay? Yung laging nagtatanong, best pantay ba? Okay, ikaw, oo naman, oo. Tapos yung pala, pagtingin sa lamin, kamukha niya si McDo, no? Okay, lagpas na lagpas pala yung lipstick niya. Importanting question yun, tama? And minsan ito, importanting question to, di ba? Kung lalaki ka, tapos nakita mo, di ba si crush? Chinat mo o tinanong mo in person, may boyfriend ka na ba? Ah, di ba importante yun? Okay, grabe talaga yung mga taga dito, no? Godly, no? Ah, yes, no? Hindi importante yun. Kahit may boyfriend yan, okay lang. Dalawa kami. Joke lang. Okay, hindi kayo gano'n. Okay. Mga questions na gano'n lang, okay, that actually would affect your life. Because normally, we do have questions that demand... Normally, pag may question ka, it demands an answer. Tama? Gusto mo na sagot doon. It could possibly change your life. Okay, we have questions that demands answers that could possibly change your life. Either about curiosity. Curious ka lang, gusto mong malaman bakit. Okay? Bakit crush niya ako? Kapal, no? Okay. Or trivial. Trivial lang. Gusto mo lang malaman. For example, may pusod ba talaga si Adam? Okay, kasi siya yung unang tao. Wala siyang nanay. May pusod ba siya? Okay. Ewan ko kung tanong mo yun. Kung makaka-apekto ba yun sa buhay mo, di ba? Hindi ka makatulog. May pusod ba siya? Okay. Nililinis niya ba yun? Okay. Hindi naman makaka-apekto, I don't know, pero but to some people, baka, I don't know, di ba? But yes, we're always asking questions. Why, how, what? Always there, we always have questions. And sometimes we do question God, tama? We have questions to God na gusto mo sagutin, Lord, natutulog ka ba? Hindi mo na yata napansin yung love life ko. But may mga questions tayo kay Lord. We all have questions to God. But you know what? Sometimes, have you even asked yourself, may question din kaya si God sa akin? God does have questions to us. But you know what? These are questions that we'll be talking about na this is not a question by Jesus to His disciples or even to us soliciting an answer na ibig sabihin, ignorante si Jesus. Hindi. But it is a question of challenging a person or a disciple like you and me or a person who follows Jesus Christ. Jesus asking to people, to disciples, that He has an answer to. Because that question of Jesus might be a question to you as well. That's why for the next weeks, we'll be talking about different questions. Katulad ngayon, we'll be talking about who do you say I am? A question of Jesus to His disciples. The following week, we'll be talking about why are you so afraid? Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Ah! Ay, natakot, no? Ito po kasi. Nakatakot naman talaga. Next, why do you call me Lord, Lord? Also a question, do you want to get well? And in the last, do you want to build a snowman? Ay, hindi, joke lang. Walang ganun. Okay, walang ganun sa Bible. But these are the following questions that we'll be talking about. A question of Jesus to His disciples, to us. That does not solicit any answer na hindi ibig sabihin ignorante si Jesus, but a question to us and also our question to God, no, oo nga, no, that He has an answer to us as well. That's why, now let's go to our Bibles. Okay, kunin niyo yung mga Bibles niyo. Turn to Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 to 17. If you have your app na Bible, okay, sundan niyo to. In this particular preaching would be reading through the verses using New International Version. Okay, basahin natin. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do you say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah or one of the prophets." Verse 15, "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven." Let us pray. Lord, thank you, because even as the verse says, or as Jesus said, that you wouldn't be revealed to us unless the Father who is in heaven reveal who you are to us. So we pray, God, that you would open our eyes to know you more and more, Jesus. That the question of who do you say I am, Lord, could possibly our question today, sino ka nga ba talaga sa amin, Panginoon? We pray that it would be revealed to us and we would value it. Open our eyes and our minds to hear you and see you in Jesus' name. Amen. A quick background, Jesus and his disciples went to Caesarea Philippi, and this is a city, okay, up Jerusalem, wherein there are 14 temples of different gods. So this is a pagan city. Many different gods nakapaligid. Okay, and that picture, yan yon, a sanctuary of Pan, because they believe that in this cave, this is where the Greek god named Pan, okay, yung first name niya, Peter. Joke lang, okay? Hindi, may last name yan, Desal. Okay? Pan Desal. Okay, I don't know. Okay. Greek god Pan, okay, dyan daw siya pinanganak. And now, people come there to worship this Greek god named Pan. And there are 14 other more temples in this place. Now, talking about that, ibig sabihin pala, this was a place filled of many gods, kuno, okay, that they believed in. So nandito si Jesus and his disciples was actually asking the question, what do people say who the Son of Man is? Okay, he was there, and then Jesus was asking this question with a backdrop, okay, with the background of all these temples and pagan gods or unreal gods, it was Jesus asking the question, and paraphrase lang natin, parang sinasabi ni Jesus, sa tingin nyo, sino yung totoong Diyos? With all of these gods around this place, people are worshiping, who do you say I am? Jesus was asking his disciples. He was deliberately asking this question, who is the real God? Because in their time, people thought, verse 14 says, some say you are John the Baptist. They said that Jesus was a re-embodiment of John the Baptist. Sino sa inyo kilala niyo si John the Baptist? The man who was preaching, okay? Pinsan siya ni Jesus. And John the Baptist was a great preacher. Imagine nyo, 500,000 na saved dahil sa preaching niya. Almost half a million. Okay, every time he goes out and preaches the word of God, ang dami na siya. And because Jesus was a preacher, they thought Jesus was John the Baptist. To others, they say Elijah because of the many miracles Jesus has been doing. There's healing left and right. And in the Old Testament, alam nila, Elijah was a prophet always performing miracles before God, before the people because of God. Kaya akala nila si Jesus to. And others would say Jeremiah or one of the prophets because he was there preaching the word, okay, preaching what the prophets has been prophesied, okay, nung Old Testament before Jesus came. And he was there again preaching, and to them, he was just a prophet. In their time, Jesus' time, and the disciples, may iba-iba silang view about who Jesus is. And even in our time, now, meron pa rin iba't-ibang view and versions kung sino si Jesus. Tama ba? When you look around, you see many different beliefs. It points you to different directions na ito tayong tama, ito yung ito, sinasabi, ito sila, ito si Jesus dito, ito si Jesus dyan. Many different versions or views about Jesus. And kung isa-isahin natin, or hindi naman lahat, okay? But let me give you some examples. Kunyari in Hindu, okay? To Hindu, listen, Jesus is just one of their 300 million gods. Imagine nyo, 300 million yung gods nila. He is just one of the incarnate gods that they have. Imagine nyo, mas madami pa yung gods nila kaysa sa population nila. 300 million gods. To Buddhists, they believe that Jesus is an enlightened teacher. enlightened teacher, okay, with great wisdom. To Muslims, they believe that Jesus is a major prophet to be respected but not God. That's what they believe. And this is not to put down any religion or beliefs. You know what? This is what they truly believe. And some New Ages. Alam niyo ba yung teaching na to, New Ages? Minsan akala mo Christian pero hindi pala. What they teach is that Jesus is one who became fully aware of His divinity. Because us as human beings, ang naniniwala sila, di ba, tama tayo, are human beings, we are made in the image of light and likeness of God, and pag na-realize mo yon na may image and likeness ka ni God, si Jesus daw, yung unang person who realized the image and likeness of God, and naging God siya, nag-transform. So kung marirealize mo lang daw pala na may inner God ka, okay, magiging God ka din. Tignan mo yung katabi mo, okay? Pumuputi na ba? Hindi naman ganun, okay? But that's their teaching. That's how they view Jesus. To the Mormons, it says that Son of God and Mary. So nagkarelasyon daw si God the Father and si Mary, Mother of Jesus, and He is the brother of Lucifer, sabi. Jesus is that. To Brother Soriano, sabi niya, Mighty God but not Almighty God. To Jehovah's Witnesses, they believe that Jesus is the pre-incarnate Archangel Michael. He was an angel. And then a God, si Jesus, is only a God with small letter G, not equal to Jehovah the God. That's what they believe in. And to Dan Brown's Da Vinci Code. Sino sa inyo nakakaalam nun? Napanood yun, okay? To his speculation, sabi niya, Jesus had a relationship with Mary Magdalene. And they had a son, and you know what? The descendant is Da Vinci. Apo siya ni Jesus. To the atheists, they don't care at all. Jesus does not exist. If He exists, He is just a man. Many different beliefs around the world today. Ang tanong natin doon, ano ba yung tama? Because there will be a never-ending speculation and different versions about who Jesus is hanggang may tao, hanggang merong gustong mag-research. Claims of who Jesus is. But what did Jesus tell them? Okay, interestingly, hindi kinorek ni Jesus yung mga views about Him. Tama? When we go to verse 15, even today, Jesus is not here to correct what other people believe in. Because this is what He said, verse 15, sabi niya sa disciples, hindi niya tinama yung view ng iba, sabi niya, but what about you? And that is His question to us also, what about you? Tanungin mo yung katabi mo, what about you? But what about you? Yes, there are many different beliefs in the whole world today. But it's not about debating sino yung tama. It's not about wasting your time. Nakikipag-away ka dahil sa view nila, sa view mo. But what about you? What about you? It's not about ano nga bang sabi ni nanay, ni tatay. Sabi niya, mag-attend ako sa service. May Jesus daw dito. Okay. May friends naman ako dito. Attend daw ako. Sabi kasi nila, okay, sabi nung classmate ko, si Jesus mapagmahal yan. Okay, punta na lang ako dito, sama ako. Sabi nung iba, sabi ni Bess, okay, best friend din namin si Jesus. Okay, sige, sama ako. Sabi ng Facebook, ito si Jesus, don't click. Okay, amen, comment, okay, scroll, okay, you go to hell. Because all of these beliefs of other people would not matter to you. Kung paano naka-apekto yung natutunan nila, narinig nila about kay Jesus, talaga bang nakaka-apekto rin sa'yo yun ngayon or wala ka lang pakialam? But what about you? It's not about what others think about Jesus, because an understanding, what matters more is not who Jesus is to others, but who He is to you. That's what matters more. To others, kung yan pinaniniwalaan nila, then fine. But how about you? That was the question of Jesus to His disciples. What about you? I hope we're not busy in debating, but we're busy about knowing, sino nga ba talaga si Jesus para sa akin? What others would say would not matter to you. Because you know what? An understanding of who Jesus is will dictate how you will relate to Him. How we will relate to Him. Few years ago, mga 10 years, few years eh, no? 10 years ago, or probably 9, hindi ko alam maalala masyado, basta 17, 18 ako noon, we visited one of our cousins, or cousin, okay, tama, kasi isa lang siya eh. Pero one of our cousins, tama nga pala, okay. English, check, alright. And first time ko siya ulit makita, dati bata lang yun, kasi before nakatira ko sa Bicol, when they came here to Manila, now she's around 19 years old, pero nakita namin siya, bata pa siya, minus 10 siguro, o 9 pa lang, ganun. Galing ko mag-mat, no? Carry 1 over 2, skirt of 2, alright. So, mga siguro ganun, 9, 10 lang siguro siya. When we came here, minit namin siya sa Techno Hub. Ako, dad ko, kapatid kong isa, kaming lahat na magkakapatid pala, minit namin siya. And one of my sisters, una niyang ma-meet yung pinsan namin na yon. And surprisingly, habang kinakausap niya yung bata, nakikita lang namin, bata pa si Tintin, no, no, kay pinsan namin, kinakausap nung kapatid ko, English lagi. Kasi pag bata, di ba, normally ini-English siya, di ba? Oy, cute, cute. You want water? Water? Ay. Di ba? Minsan ganun ka, di ba? Akala ko ganun lang. So the whole time, when my sister was talking to our pinsan, okay, to our cousin, okay, English lang lahat. Tapos nung pagsakay na sa kotse, uwi na kami, okay, first time niya lang ma-meet, malaman-laman namin, ba't nag-English ka? Sabi niya, akala ko kasi English lang na intindihan niya kasi taga Bicol siya, di marunong magtagalog. So akala niya kung galing ka sa Bicol, Bicol lang yung alam niyang language at saka English. So English naman siya, English, kaya pala dumugo yung ilong. So kaya pala yung kapatid ko, tawang-tawa tuloy kami because she related to our pinsan, to our cousin in English because she thought she only knows how to speak Bicol and English, hindi Tagalog kasi laking Bicol. That's how we relate sometimes to people. Akala kasi natin ganito siya. So kung may kaklase ka, mukhang Englishero, ikaw din English ka ng English. Si James last week, di ba? Akala nyo, puro English lang yon. Nung nagtagalog na bigla ka, di ba? Sabi mo, ay, buti na lang. Handa na sana yung bulak eh. Another thing. I came to, nung estudyante ako sa TIP ako, may taga-TIP ba dyan? Okay. I went to National Bookstore and normally when I come to National Bookstore, many times a customer would ask me, magkano po ito? Sa lalayuan ko. Mukha bang National Bookstore to? Hindi ka naman ginana, no? Pero kasi yung uniform namin, kamukha nung nagtatrabaho sa National Bookstore kasi akala nila taga National Bookstore kami, ganun nila ako tratuhin. Di ba ako mukhang manager sa'yo? Hindi, joke lang. Okay? So ngayon, tinatrato nila ako bilang empleyado doon, which hindi naman, akala lang nila. The way we treat Jesus is that way. Ano lang yung narinig natin sa iba, ganun tayo makirelate. Alright? Kung ganun lang tayo makirelate na, in a way, we treat Jesus in many ways. Nung bata ako, takot ako kay Jesus. Sino takot din kay Jesus nung bata ka? Okay ako lang. Mga tatlo, meron pa. Kasi, in Bicol, okay, Bicol na naman, no? Wala ka ba iba na pupuntahan lugar? Pakailan mo. Doon ako galing, eh. Okay, babakasyon ako doon sa lola ko. Sa bahay niya, syempre, lola to, di ba? Meron siyang yung rebulto ni Jesus, yung pinoprosesyon to. And sa kwarto niya, may mga pictures din ni Jesus. Yung alam mo yon, yung kahit saan ka mapunta, parang nakatingin sa'yo. Nakaganon lang naman yung rebulto, no? Pero pag gumaganon ako, pagbaba ako, minsan kahit gusto kong bumaba, inom akong tubig, ayoko na lang kasi nakatingin eh. Pag akyat mo din naman dun sa kwarto niya, may picture, nakatingin din. So kahit anong angulo, matutulog ka na, nakatingin pa rin. So takot ako. Laging nakatingin. So kinalakihan ko yun, takot ako sa rebulto. Kasi laging nakatingin. Akala ko ganun si Jesus, nakakatakot siya. Lagi kasing nakatingin eh. Sa buhay natin, di ba? Tapos yung iba sa inyo, probably ang pagkakilala nyo kay Jesus, lumalaki kayo, magagalitin si Jesus, no? Nung bata ka siguro, takbo-takbo ka sa service na ganito or sa misa, no? Tapos sabi nanay mo, kung takbo-takbo, magagalit si Jesus. Sino na ganon, di ba? Huwag ka madaldal. Magagalit si Jesus. Tahimik. Gagalit yan. Bababa yan. So ngayon, that's how we relate. So ngayon, takot tayo pag sinabi yung Jesus, ay, ayoko dyan, makikitlatan ako dyan. Ay, ayoko dyan, youth service. Ay, ayoko dyan, masusunog ako dyan. Gagaya, inuulit ko, sunog na, okay na. To some would see Jesus, okay, and this was me before also, I would see Jesus as powerless. Kasi nakapako lang. Baby lang. Nakahiga lang. Paano ka magpe-pray dun sa nakahiga? Pwede ba sabihin sa baby Jesus na, ah, Jesus, tulungan mo naman ako sa grades ko. Eh, baby nga eh. Sino humingi ng tulong dun sa 2 years old? Tulungan mo naman ako sa mat ko. So that's why, the way we relate to Jesus is iniisip natin, okay, walang matutulong sa akin to. This God is powerless. So ngayon, yung mga nag-church, para yan sa mga mahihina, kagaya nung nakikita ko. Kaya noon, lagi kami nang-aasar, pagka may nakita kami, nag-church yan, eh, yan yung pinapaiyak namin, lagi kailangan niya talaga yan. That's how we relate to people now, because that's how we relate to Jesus, that we see as powerless. To some, you would see Jesus as only the God of love. That's why, antagal mo nang nakay Lord, iniisip mo, okay lang gawin to lahat. Mahal naman ako ni Jesus eh. We treat Jesus as care bear. Naakala mo lang, hindi nagagalit si Jesus sa sin. Basta nandito ka, mahal ka ni Jesus, then that's how you relate with Him. To some, you treat Jesus as just a good luck charm. Pag may cross ka, okay na. Yung motor ko, wala pang cross. Okay, lagi mong cross para di maaksidente. Okay, asan na ba yung cross ko? Nagtatu ka na dito para laging swerte. Naku, mag-i-exam, wala akong cross. Ginanun mo yung exam mo. Okay na yan. Tataas na yung grades ko because that's how we see Jesus. Some would see just Jesus just to be a blessing. Pag may kailangan na blessing, punta dito. Pag nakuha, Lord, thank you, good grades, alis na, di na bumabalik. Pag may kailangan na lang ulit, Lord, ah. We see Jesus as a vending machine and now we relate to Him and it dictates how we relate with Him. What we've only heard about Jesus, how the world would teach us or tell us about who Jesus is, would definitely affect our lives. That's why the next question of Jesus is, who do you say I am? How about you? Who do you say Jesus is? Para sa'yo. This question is not only to the disciples, but to us today. If yes, this is what people have thought of, this is how we have thought of who Jesus is. Ngayon, para sa atin, sino si Jesus? And what does He mean to you? Hindi para sa iba, para sa'yo. You cannot ride the faith of other people. Kaya ang hirap maniwala, tama? Kahit pa dinadala ka ng magulang mo dito, lagi kang ini-invite o sinasabi ng prof mo, ng teacher mo, o kahit kaibigan mo, hindi ka makapaniwala minsan. Kasi hindi mo naman kayang basta lang paniwalaan sinasabi niya, tama? And in the same way, when Jesus asked this question, now Simon Peter, one of his disciples, answered, ano sabi ni Simon Peter? You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Now, it's different when you just hear something about Jesus, when you've researched in Google something about Jesus, when you have seen a photo on Facebook something about Jesus. Now, it's different when you get to meet Jesus. That's why when Peter, he has met Jesus, he has lived with Jesus for 3 years at this time. Now, this is a revelation to Peter. You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Peter met Jesus, experienced Him, knew God as a Savior. Peter, who is now a disciple, mentioned this. Sabi niya, Messiah. The word Messiah means anointed one. Means the chosen one. Have you watched movies? Alam niyo ba yung Lego movie? Yung bida doon. Sino yung bida doon? Si Batman. Hindi, ibang Batman pala. May Lego movie pala. No? Sino yung bida doon? Basta siya. Si Emmet. Okay? Si Emmet, di ba? He is the chosen one. Sinasabi, siya yung magliligtas sa atin sa Legoland. Siya yung ayos nito. Jesus is also the anointed one, the chosen one, the prophesied one who would come to save the world. And now Peter has seen that it was revealed by the Father to him. As a disciple, he professed Jesus as his Savior. And nung sinabi niya to, hindi lang basta to Savior from being in hell, but a Savior from everything. Either that would be danger, sickness, or a life without purpose, Jesus could actually save him. Is Jesus that kind of a Savior to you as well? A Messiah, a Savior that would not only save you from hell, and that's great. To Peter, Jesus was revealed because he met Jesus. To the Jews, many of the Jews, they were actually believing that there's a Messiah to come, but they couldn't believe that si Jesus ba talaga yung anointed one and the Messiah and the Savior that the Old Testament is preaching and prophesying about, because this is just a carpenter with a couple of followers. We couldn't believe because they knew and they thought of this. Akala nila political leader yung dadalin. The splendor of their kingdom before in Israel when King Solomon was leading them, lahat masagana. Mayaman silang lahat. Okay, kahit saan pumunta, buhay nila masagana. And they thought Jesus would be that to them. They didn't know that it was Jesus saving us not only from the problems of this world, but even from sin and all of the problems of the world. To them, they couldn't believe that. That's why Jesus, he was arrested days after this encounter, this talk between Jesus and the disciples. He was arrested, beaten up. And when, before he got crucified, si Peter na nagsabi, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God," came to the picture, looking from afar, and then nung binubugbog na si Jesus, nakilala siya nung isa, sabi niya, "Teka, Peter, di ba kasama mo yan? Ha, Peter? Ako? Hindi ko kilala yan, ha?" Layo siya, and the second time, sinabihan siya, "Kasama mo yan lagi si Jesus, di ba? G who? I don't know that person." Alis siya. And in the third time, dininay niya na naman, "Di ko kilala yan." The very person who has claimed Jesus to be the Messiah, the Savior of all, now denied his Savior. Many times, this is a common problem to us. Bakit? It was out of fear. Baka siya rin bugbugin, baka patayin, i-crucify din. Hope was lost for him. When they were living with Jesus, everything was fine. Everything was great. His spiritual life, his personal life, he is being provided. Everything was great. Nung binubugbog na si Jesus, parang wala nang pag-asa, tatalikod na ako dito. In times that seemingly hope is gone in your life, parang walang ginagawa si Jesus. Parang walang ginagawa si Lord. Is he dead to you? We come to a point that we deny Jesus as Savior now. Because hope is lost. The promise of security in Peter becomes a promise in security also for us. Na si Jesus nga ba, talaga bang may ginagawa siya sa buhay ko ngayon? Can he really save me out of this problem that I have right now? Comes to a point that the Savior doesn't matter to us anymore. We find other Saviors that could take over in our lives and answer to our problems. Be an answer to our problems. Parang sinasabi natin, or we're trying to do, what we're trying to do is we try to save ourselves. We save ourselves by turning to different functional saviors. If Jesus is the anointed one, the chosen savior of the world, now we come to different saviors. And it happens to all of us. Iniisip natin, kung meron lang ako nito, maayos na yung buhay ko. Tama? We're coming to that point, and we turn to functional saviors. Now, for example, one of the preachings that I've heard, a pastor wouldn't miss praying for people na magbo-board exam. Sino dito may board exam ka one day? Sinasabi niya, "Lord, whatever the result may be, I pray that they may be secured, that they have a bright future in you." Because the license becomes a savior. Kung magiging engineer ako, Lisensyadong nurse. Lisensyadong driver. Kinag-examan ba yun? It would save my life, the future of my family, na nahihirapang magpaaral sa akin yan. yung lisensya ko magliligtas ng future ko. It becomes a functional savior. E paano kung di pumasa? Who's gonna save you now? Because many times, we turn to functional saviors. It's not bad to dream of being in abroad one day. Sino sa inyo gusto mo magtrabaho sa ibang bansa one day? Gusto mo bumuo ng isang bansa one day? Sobre. Walang masama dun. Pero if we see that, na sinasabi natin, wala nang pag-asa sa bansang to, alis na lang ako, it's a functional savior. Sinasabi natin, may kakilala si ganto, si mami, si daddy, daddy, si baby, si sister, si doggy, may kakilala. Pag nakunik ako dyan, trabaho ka agad, lalo na graduating na ngayon. Sino mga graduating, di ba? Eventually, maghanap kang trabaho o tambay muna. Maghanap ka, may connections, that becomes a savior. Finances, kung magka-apera lang kami, tapos na yung problema ng buhay namin. Good works to a point na basta mag-youth service ako, save na to. Basta nag-youth service ako, okay na yung buhay ko, Lord. Ha? Bahala ka na sa akin. Nag-attend naman ako, naghulog pa ako, Lord. Yung syete ko, sayang. May pamasahin na sana ako. 8 na pala, no? 8 na. Grades, di ba? Minasabi natin, kung magkakaroon lang ako ng magandang grades, kaya okay na to, Lord. Mandadaya na ako. It's better to cheat than to repeat. It becomes a savior, di ba? Pero alam mo yung grades nyo, hindi kayo liligtas niyan. Si Jesus lang magliligtas sa'yo. Sabi ng iba, yes. Hindi na ako magre-review. Hindi, okay, importante mag-aral. Pero kung yung grades mo, yung magiging basihan para maging successful yung buhay mo, hindi totoo yun. Si Jesus yung magbibigay ng success ng buhay mo. Siya yung magsisave sa grades mo kung bagsak ka ngayon. Have you ever taken the time to pray na, Lord, tulungan mo naman ako sa studies ko? Hirap na ako. Have we ever taken the time? Nakaiisip natin kung minsan si Jesus, walang pakialam yan sa love life ko. Akong bahala maging savior ng buhay niya. Niisip natin, si Lord, okay, wala yan. Oh, ito, savior ng buhay ko to. Pagka may girlfriend ako, may boyfriend ako, inspiration yan. Inspiration ba talaga pag nag-away kayo, di ka makapag-review? Oh, inspiration ba talaga? Iyak-iyak ka, di ba? Oo nga, medyo na, hindi sa dahil na-inspire ka, pero nainis ka, di ako makapag-review kasi ito, inaway pa ako. Ikaw sa distraction, did it really save you? Sometimes, to some of you, it becomes ministry. Mas mabuti nang nandito sa ministry kaysa nasa bahay, nasa school, kasi dito na-appreciate ako. Nasisave yung emotions mo. Dito yung campus missionary, thank you ng thank you sa akin. Kulang na lang, linisan sapatos ko eh. Dito, ramdam ko, mahal ako eh. Pero ano mo, paano pang wala na to? Would it still make your life better? It becomes a savior when you ask yourself, is this blank becoming a savior to me? Ask yourself, ano yung pwede mong i-fill in the blanks dyan? Is this relationship becoming a savior to me? Na kung yung kadahilanan kung bakit okay yung buhay ko ay dahil dito. Is this finances being a savior to me? Is this good grades becoming a savior to me? Is this good work that I do becoming a savior to me so that I would feel okay every single day of my life? Because the way we treat Jesus is we only make Him savior for eternal life. Sometimes, yes, savior natin si God pagdating sa hell. Pero pagdating sa love life ko, hindi ka savior, Lord. Pagdating sa career ko, ako nang bahala dyan lang. Pagdating sa pamilya ko, Lord, ako nang bahala dito. Kaya kong ayusin to. We become the savior. The functional things around us become the savior. But you know what happens? It definitely fails us. Yung diploma mo ba, laging makakapag-guarantee sa'yo ng trabaho? It would fail you kasi mapupunit yan, mababasa. Pwede ka kumuha ulit. Pero would it really give you all of the jobs that you wanted to have in life? All these things, functional savior, are all temporary. When we look to Jesus as the savior, you know what? He is consistent. He never changes. He never leaves us nor forsake us. He would never disappoint you. If many times na-disappoint ka na ng mga inakala mong magsisave sa buhay mo, Jesus wouldn't disappoint you. Jesus is not only Savior from hell, Jesus is our Savior every single day. If I would want to give everyone the only point of this preaching is this, Jesus is my Savior. It's my Messiah, my God, and my Savior. Say that again. 1, 2, 3, go. Jesus is my Savior. My Messiah, my God, and my Savior. Sorry, ginulo ko. Ulit. 1, 2, 3, go. Jesus is my Messiah, my God, and my Savior. When people ask about who Jesus is to you, I hope this is who Jesus really is to you. It's not gonna be what others say. Sabi kasi sa church eh. Ganto siya. Ayan, nakasulat. Ganto daw si Jesus eh. But have you met Jesus? If you have, do you allow Him to save you every single day? Financial problems, problems at home, problems at school, problems in your own life, in your emotions, in the things that you find value in. I hope Jesus would be the Savior. It's good to know that Jesus has saved us from our sins. That's what Acts chapter 4 verse 12 is saying to us. And there is salvation in no one else. And when we talk about salvation, it's not just the guarantee na pag namatay ka, punta kang heaven. But salvation starts when you accept Christ. You are saved from your sins. You are being renewed by God every single day. Yung dating buhay na patapon, binibigyan ng bagong buhay na may silbi, may halaga dahil sa Diyos natin. Kung pakiramdam mo hindi ka importante sa iba, ganito ka importante sa Diyos. He came and died for your sins so that He could save you from every single day of all the struggles, pain, and problems in this world. For there is no other name under heaven given among by men which we must be saved but only in Jesus Christ. Let me ask everyone to stand up right now. We'll be praying. And I hope that this answer of Peter will also be our answer. That Jesus is our Messiah, our God and Savior. Would you just bow down and settle it in your heart? Ano ba yung sa tingin mo bumabagabag sa'yo ngayon? Nagiging functional Savior mo. Yung iniisip mo, unang isipin mo, problema. Anong sagot sa problema? Kung hindi si Jesus yan, well, it's a functional Savior. Because Jesus could actually provide if it's finances. If you're only thinking about finances, money becomes the Savior. Whatever it is that you think becomes a Savior to you. Katagaya ng statement kanina, with the fill in the blank, is this becoming a Savior to me? Would you come to God right now and say, sorry, Lord, ito pala yung inaasahan ko, hindi ikaw. Save us, Lord, from these wrong mindsets. It's a trap. Na kung makuha namin to, would we turn to you, God? Or alis na lang ba kami dito, God, kasi nakuha na namin kailangan namin? Babalik na lang kami sa iyo, God, kung nakuha na namin to, but we pray that this would not be our heart's motives. Hindi ito yung gagawin naming response because of the goodness that you've done for us. You, Jesus, being the Savior, Lord, save us from this wrong mindsets, Lord God, that would lead us to harm. Lead us to not trusting you. Na kahit gano'n pa kami katagal, Lord, in our faith in you, we pray, God, that we would always trust you, that you are not only Savior from hell, but you are Savior, Lord God, in our career, in our future, Savior in our grades, Savior in our family situation, Savior in the sickness that we have today, Savior in the challenges that I have in school right now, Savior in the struggles that I have, Savior in the emotions, Lord God, that I'm feeling less valued, Lord. Save me from all of these things because you have already saved me by dying on the cross, Lord God. Everything else is a bonus after salvation, after forgiveness of sins. Thank you, Lord. Save us. Some of you, You need God to save you from challenges. Would you raise your hand? Many different challenges around you. Kung magagawan ko lang ng paraan to, kung may gagawa lang ng paraan, Jesus is the Savior. Not us, not the people we look to. Lord, I pray for people right here, God. Acknowledging, Lord, now without you, we can do nothing. Be the Savior of our situation today, God. Be the Savior of our family right now, God. Be the Savior of whatever we need, of whatever situation we are in today, God. Be our hero. If we are to be heroes in this, Lord, we have failed many times already. But we lay down everything, God. And we welcome you, Lord, to save us from this time, God. Thank you, Lord. We know that you would come. In Jesus' name.